The G.I. Journal goes to play.
G.I. Journal.
Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, your radio newspaper of the AEF. The paper that prints the best jokes and poems sent in by you men overseas. Well, G.I. Journal once again. Yes, sir, and rolling the presses, and we're right here to serve you. Regular subscribers to this program have grown to expect the biggest names in show business to act as our editor-in-chief. We know what you expect, but we're bringing you George Murphy anyway.
Hiya, men!
Listen, Harry. Harry, about that introduction, you know, not too happy about that bill-up you gave me. In case you don't know it, I'm an actor, singer, and also a dancer. Why, I've even danced with Fred Astaire. Of course, that was on the night when we couldn't get girls. Well, I think it's time to signal the press room so they can start printing this edition. Gathered in the composing room is as sharp a bunch of news hawks as ever saw a man bite a dog. There's Ransom Sherman, tidbit columnist and advertising expert. Mel Blanc, the sad sack, the serviceman's delight. Darling Linda Darnell, our vocal pinup, Betty Rhodes, and the man who has such a nose for news that he can absolutely stand on the corner. He can stand on the corner of Hollywood and Vine and smell a story in Pomona. Jimmy Durante. And setting up now for this knocked-out news sheet, here's music editor Gordon Jenkins putting his byline on a distinguished Jenkins arrangement of South of the Border. Well, Ransom Sherman, our technical expert.
Oh, expert is right, Chief. I just got a terrific idea that'll boom circulation. Let's get out a special edition and print it upside down.
Print it upside down?
Yeah, that's for people who ride on the Sunset Bus.
Ransom, I'm certainly glad to see that you're giving the paper the full power of your brain.
Oh, it's nothing.
That's what I said. How are things in the advertising department?
Oh, we're busy as beavers, the eager variety. For instance, I just printed a couple of ads in the personal column. Listen to this one. A corporal, 4 feet tall, would like to meet a sergeant, 4 feet tall. Object, the transom at Earl Carroll.
So much for reconnaissance. Any more?
I think you're going to be delighted with this next ad because it's in line with our policy of the more cultural improvement of our readers.
You mean the ad on Professor Flugelmeier's course in etiquette?
I wrote it myself. Just listen to this. Sit down if you like. GIs, attention. Are you refined as you should be? Do you know the proper thing to do at the proper time? when you take your girl to the pool room, do you let her shoot first? Don't make embarrassing social errors. Don't be crude. Are you the kind of man who stands on street corners and whistles at girls, or are you a civilian? Professor Flugelmeier's course in etiquette will keep you from making blunders. For instance, it's all right when you're in a streetcar to look over another man's shoulder and read his newspaper. But when you want to turn the page, don't use his tongue to wet your finger.
Does Professor Flugelmeier tell you how to keep cool in all social emergencies?
Oh, to be surely. Listen, men, and I do you mean men. When you propose to your girl and she refuses, leaving you down on one knee, cover your embarrassment. Shoot a buck. And here is a letter from a satisfied purchaser of Flugelmeier's court. It is from Corporal Addington Twackle of the Boston Twackle. He writes, "Dear Professor, you claim that in order to be well-mannered in the mess hall, I should wait until everyone was served before I started eating. I've been in the Army 6 months and I haven't started eating."
Well, that's fine. Print that up, Rant. That ought to sell a lot of cultural courses. Oh, say, I just got a teletype that right now a bunch of cats are kicking it around somewhere in England. It's a GI trio called the Sad Sackers who give out regularly with a solid beat on that solid American Forces network. These Sad Sackers have been chosen by GI Journal as Musical Novelty of the Week. So now from England, we bring you the Sad Sackers. Sad Sackers. From now on, we're going to print up this feature whenever possible. Different musical novelties GI'd as only those AES men can do them. Yes, sir, what this paper needs is something that appeals to the subscribers. Something that men want. Something that men need. Something...
Hello.
Boy, is that something. Linda Darnell.
Hello, George.
Linda, let me ask you a question. How was your trip down to the desert training center?
Oh, it was wonderful, George. You know, the soldiers down there even threw a dance in my honor, and what a time I had. I saw the most handsome soldier with a whack on his arm.
Did you dance with him?
No, she wouldn't release him for active duty. George, as a professional dancer, you'd be awfully interested to know that the men down there have made up a new dance. It's called the Hop, Skip, and Bruise'em.
The Hop, Skip, and Bruise'em?
Yeah, it's a combination minuet and obstacle course. But, you know, they all belong to the tank corps, and they don't come up and say, may I have the pleasure of the next dance?
No, what do they say?
Could I swing your turret in the next flank movement? No, actually, all the guys down there were really perfect gentlemen. As a matter of fact, I met one soldier who doesn't drink, smoke, use rough language, or even go out with girls.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you met a soldier down there who doesn't drink, smoke, use rough language, or go out with girls?
Yeah, he gets out of the guardhouse tomorrow.
see, hindered a little. But, Linda, you must admit that some of those soldiers are romantic. Now, take the pilots, for instance. As soon as they meet a girl, they give her their wings.
Mm-hmm. I know those pilots. First they give you the wings, and later they give you the neck.
Well, while you were at camp, did you pick up any items for your column on culture?
I sure did, George. You know, I went over and ate in the GI mess hall so I could get some pointers on etiquette. I found out one thing. They don't use the old-fashioned knife and fork anymore.
They don't?
No, they use the bayonet and carbine. But eating with the boys was really quite an experience. I sat with some organization known as the Chowhounds.
Oh, yes, yes, I know that outfit well. Know them very well. They're very famous. In fact, mm-hmm. I've seen their insignia, a grasping hand over a field of beans.
Oh, but really, they were so polite, especially the fellow sitting next to me. He had three stripes on his face.
Oh, a sergeant, huh?
No, he was a little careless with the spaghetti.
Well, Linda, I'll tell you. You go type up your culture column so we can print it in this edition. As editor-in-chief, I'm going to leave no stone unturned to comply with a serviceman's desire for culture and refinement.
Oh, that's swell, George.
Oh, yes, I've even gone to the expense of hiring a man who claims to be one of the leading exponents of the dignified and proper social graces. He ought to be getting here any moment. In the meantime, Music Ed Jenkins would like to print a special edition for Trigger Ted Stryker in the RCAF and Marine Staff Sergeant Johnny Green at Navy 10. Knock on it, Gordy. Knock on it, son.
If you like. Why, it's Jimmy Durante.
What can I do for you, Jimmy?
Oh, contraire, Monsieur Murphy. The question is, what can I do for you? I heard it nuzzled about the tea tables and the gin mills, too. That you required the services of one of society's most cultivated gentlemen.
Did you say gentlemen?
Certainly. At least that's the word that's painted on the door to my office. Nothing elaborate, you know, but very cool in the summer with that tile floor.
We require someone who is the epitome of culture. Someone with unquestionable background.
Mr. Murphy, would you design me the favor of looking up my reputation in Who's Who?
Who's Who? What does it say?
No, no. But have no intimidations, Mr. Murphy. I read every one of them big words. I'm the scion of a very wealthy and social prominent family.
A very wealthy and socially prominent family?
Mr. Murphy, you have added nothing to the conversation. fact, when I was a baby, I was so high class that I wouldn't suck my tongue till they put a cork tip on it.
Well, now, Jimmy, where do you think G.I. Journal should start in its campaign for culture?
I posed myself with that same interrogation. I said to myself, Mr. Durrani, I'm on formal speaking terms with the bum. I said, Durrani, where would you go if you wanted to be a high class and snooty? And the answer comes to me in a flash. The ballet.
The ballet?
Yes. So I starts out and want to be snobbish. I toss my nose in the air. Not reckoning with the size of my schnozzle, I lose the first toss.
Naturally. But tell me, did you go to the ballet?
Forthwith and with an air of braggadocio. I forgot to use Lady Esther. Being a patron of the ballet, upon my arrival, I nod to a few acquaintances who happen to be there selling popcorn. And then I suddenly found myself surrounded by some lovely ballerinos in their private dressing room.
Now, how did that happen?
I was looking through the keyhole and someone shoved me. But how refreshing it was to hear again the familiar music of the great composer.
Then you're conversant with the contrapuntal techniques of the masters of the Wagnerian fugue.
I'm recommending this boy for the OCS.
No, Jimmy, what I mean is I was talking about composers of the modern school. You've certainly heard of the compositions of Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yeah, those boys are doing a great job. Of course, you know I dance with the ballet roots.
No.
Yes. I was their premier ballerini. You know, George, I remember my debut. In the first scene, I trips out sprightly in my naked feet. What a dangerous costume I was wearing. Nothing between me and disgrace but a piece of leek. Nothing between me and disgrace. Oh, don't worry, I'll get it. Nothing between me and disgrace but a piece of loin cloth. Held up by a good conduct medal.
Is that all you wore?
Say, are you trying to imply that I'm a shameless hussy? To complete my wardrobe, I put some twigs in my hair, some twigs behind my ears, some twigs in my arms, some twigs in my legs, and I kept moving.
Why?
Lassie was in the audience.
Well, look, Jimmy, I'm depending on you to put G.I. Journal on the map as a refined periodical.
You can rely on me, Chief. Hold everything till I come back.
Okay, I gotta go in now and see Linda Darnell.
That's what I said. Hold everything. Stupid. See you later.
Well, while Jimmy's getting inspired for his ballet, let's turn to our vocal pinup of the week. It's blonde and beauteous Betty Rhodes with a song especially for the guys in Company G of the 20th Infantry. My ideal. Dream it, Betty. Dream on it, gal.
Will I ever find the boy in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe he's a dream, and yet he just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never that he is my ideal? Will I ever find the boy that's in my mind, the one I'm around the corner waiting for me? Or will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Although he may be late, I trust in faith, and so I wait. I'll wait for my ID.
Thank you, Betty. That was swell. Oh, yes, Linda?
Say, how about our letters to the editor? We've got some wonderful ones this week.
Fine, fine. Will you do the honors?
Uh-huh. Our first letter is from a corporal in England. He sends his definition of a GI dentist. Dentist. One who pulls the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
Very clever. Who's the next victim?
Well, it's from the 798th Engineer Company, and I quote, "We're a forestry outfit which was besieged with orders for timber upon landing. We worked night and day getting those orders out, and today, 4 months later, we are proud to say that not only have those orders been fulfilled, but a reserve is at hand." Now, this was not an easy job, for most of the timber was felled, and it was hauled out of the swamps and jungles. Now, besides these natural obstacles, the fallers had to be constantly on the alert for booby traps, which were left behind by the enemy while the fighting was in progress. We would be most grateful to you if you would mention our outfit. End of quote.
Well, we certainly will mention it. In fact, you just did. And now here's one more letter from Sergeant Steve Adoba. It's a little jingle. It says here, "When I have something extra special to do, that's always the time I draw CQ." And I think we know what you mean, Steve. Look, men, if you have anything to report about your outfit or anything that happens around your camp, just address it to GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and we'll be glad to read it.
Hey, Chief.
Yes, Jimmy.
I gotta admit it. When you hired me, you hired a genius. I got an idea that'll attract the attention of all the cultured and refined intelligentsia.
Well, what is it, Jimmy?
We'll put on a ballet, a GI Journal ballet. What a production. Can't you see it?
No.
Why, it'll be colossal. 200 lovely chorus girls dressed in nothing but newspapers. Oh, I can see those columns now.
That's fine. That's great, Jimmy. Chorus girls dressed in nothing but newspapers.
You said it. Every time they turn around, you can see what happened to Dick Tracy. But the luckiest guy is John B. Hughes, with the views behind the news.
I must say the idea has some merit. Have you got everything set? I mean, the music and everything.
The only thing that's holding it back is I ain't found a high-class dancer. Too bad you're not the type.
Well, I'll look around for somebody, and I'll teach him everything I know.
That won't take long. Good luck, Chief. Good
Thanks
luck.
To you, and I hope your trip going out. Now, let's see. We need a dancer. Who could I get? There's Leonidov Kramenov, and there's,
Hello.
Hello, you must be the sad sack. I'm George Murphy, the new editor-in-chief.
Welcome to the office. Gosh, you're the best-looking editor. You're the most handsome, the most intelligent. Let's throw this jerk out.
Boy, I think we can use you. We're desperately in need of a dancer. You see, we're putting on a ballet in which the girls wear nothing but newspapers. Now, what do you think of that?
Those papers ought to sell like hotcakes.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, and I'm looking for a protege. Someone with a graceful figure. Someone who can follow my dance steps. Someone like you.
We ought to make a lovely couple.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. You're probably a little bashful about taking lessons from a man. I'll take care of that. Oh, Linda. Linda Darnell.
Yes, George. Were you calling me?
Linda, I've got to get together with Jimmy Durante and plan our new ballet. Now, will you take the sad sack in hand and teach him the intricacies of terpsichore?
Every year. Watch your language. You're the lady.
I'll be glad to, George. Now, let me see, Sack. You want to be a dancer, huh? Well, first I've got to see if you're built for it. Would you mind raising the bottoms of your trousers and letting me see your legs, huh?
My mother told me there'd be nights like...
Now, don't be bashful, Sack. You've got to get into a romantic mood for dancing.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we were sweethearts long ago. Oh, don't you remember that night in old Vienna?
Yeah.
The candlelight. The wine. You were such a lover. You were breathless.
And I ain't breathing so good now.
Oh, Zach, please be serious. Let's get on with the lesson now. Now, first we'll take the Roomba. It goes like this. See what I mean?
Lady, you left your motor running.
Oh, nonsense, Sack. Now, look, come here a minute. I'm going to show you how to do this. Now, put your arms around me. Hold me close. Now, hang on. La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
Wait a minute. Stop.
What's the matter?
I think I sprained my cucaracha.
Like we still need a dancer for the leading role in our ballet.
Oh, no, we don't, George. I've got a man who claims to be a terrific dancer, and he's out in that office there changing into his ballet costume right now.
Well, who is it? Who is it, Linda? Who is it?
Who else but Durant? Formerly known as Twinkle Toes Jimmy. Umbriago's answer to Pelo.
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy. Do you mean you're going to dance in the ballet wearing those silly tights?
Certainly.
But we're depending on you, Jimmy boy. We're depending on you. Do you think you'll come through?
These tights I'm wearing? Indubitably.
And now, while the great Durante gets his nose up on his toes, this looks like a good place for George Murphy to say, so long, gang, and I'll be seeing you.
Now, don't forget, gang, if you want to write a gag or so for such famous stars as George Murphy, Bing Crosby, Jack Carson, Bob Hope, Kay Kaiser, or lovely Linda Darnell, all you have to do is scratch it out and send it along to the good old GI Journal. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.